And good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. Our guest should be joining us intermittently. His name is Tariq Sattar. He's from the Ontario Hypnosis Center. And before we do, I have a few announcements. The upcoming shows we have planned, I will have them until the end of March, and then I'm going to be taking a little time off, which will have some repeats because we've had some great shows up until that point. So, you know, I'm going to take some time off, and I'm sure you guys are going to be, you know, hearing some repeats and working on the website next week. I actually have a great guest named David Salisbury. He's the author of The Deep Heart of Witchcraft. He's going to be talking about witchcraft and using the elements of fire, air, water, and earth. And that's a really good book that if anyone wants to pick it up. And then on Monday the 11th, I have Jason Lincoln Jeffers coming back. He was on a few months ago about his book, The New Human. He's going to be talking about the basics of astrology, personal astrology, not, you know, widespread astrology. And then I have a reader coming on who's coming on the 18th, and she's, I believe, a fellow BBS guest or show host. And then we have Kathleen Ross and Harold Wright, the Bound by Destiny. So I have great shows until the end of March, and then, like I said, a little bit time off in April. And then we will resume probably back in May with some great new shows. So I will be bringing you up to date on that. And we're going to talk today about hypnosis. If our guest is running a little bit late, so he will be coming on intermittently and discussing about how hypnosis. Okay, great. Hi, welcome, Tariq. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. This is Tariq Sattar, right? Is that how you pronounce your name?
It is. That's right.
Thank you. Sorry about that. A little confusion there. And you are involved, and thank you for coming on, by the way. This is great, because hypnosis, I think, is very important to discuss. You're from the Ontario Hypnosis Center School and Clinic, and you have been doing hypnosis since 2001, correct?
Yes.
Great.
I've been a little bit, that's about right,
And you have, I'm just going to introduce you a little bit here. You've studied different disciplines such as biophysics, psychology, sociology, comparative religions, hypnosis, and metaphysical healing. And you are a certified consulting master hypnotherapist, a certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and a certified instructor for the National Guild of Hypnosis and the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association. Wow, you got a lot of credentials there.
It sounds a lot more impressive than it really is. But yes, no, I've done quite a bit of stuff.
So, Tariq, tell us a little bit about, and thank you for coming on once again. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, I love hypnosis. I've, you know, been hypnotized myself. I have some members of my family who have had success with hypnosis. And so I wanted to talk about that because we had the New Year's resolutions, you know, and it's almost the end of February, you know, January, we're all off and running, maybe weight loss or, you know, stop smoking or whatever it is. And then people, you know, kind of dies out after, I don't know, if you don't have that motivation. And maybe hypnosis can help people. So exactly what is hypnosis? Can you give us like a definition, like a broad definition?
Yeah, there's a definition I often give when I'm teaching. And it's one of the ones I use most often when I explain how hypnosis works. So I like to say hypnosis is a tool, a technique, a method that we use to bypass or move beyond our critical conscious mind to access the subconscious mind directly. And the reason why we want to do that is the subconscious mind is where all of our patterns are stored, whether they be behavioral patterns like smoking, you know, how we eat or exercise or lack thereof, nail biting, anything that we call a behavior, those patterns are stored there. Our mental patterns, our habits of thought are stored there, our beliefs, our emotional patterns, how we respond emotionally to different situations, they're stored there. And if you think about it, these patterns are things that are executed without us having to think about it. So if someone says something and it makes you angry, then you respond in anger without having to think. You don't sit and think, I will be angry about that, and then you respond.
Okay.
It's just a spontaneous reaction. the same thing with smoking. A lot of clients, when they come in, will say, you know, sometimes they have started a cigarette and they don't even remember having taken out the cigarette from the packet, and there they are smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is the same thing. A lot of clients say they eat mindlessly, they never think about it. So we want to act as a subconscious to connect these patterns and then change them.
Okay, Tyreek, I hate to interrupt you, but the sound is not coming through, so my producer's going to try to reconnect you, okay? Just give him a moment.
Okay, he's going to call back?
I think so, yes. Okay, well, we're doing that. Sorry about that. It's Mercury in retrograde, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not surprised with the technical difficulty, so I do apologize for that. And we'll have my producer, reconnect in a moment. But, Mercury, when this happens, sometimes you just have to go with the flow. So, but hypnosis is a great way to, as Tyreek was explaining, help you with maybe with your goals, giving you that little motivational push that will help you kind of get through those walls or bypass those walls. So he should be coming back on in any minute now, just a moment. Like I said, Mercury in retrograde, I apologize for that. Well, we're waiting for him. Ontario, the reason why I chose Tyreek is because they're not too far from Western New York area, so they're very reputable. They're very good if you're in the southern Ontario province of, near Toronto. Great resources up north, and it's a great city to connect with as well.
Your guest is with us.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sorry about that. Hi, Tyreek. Welcome back.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, is that better, Doug? Let me see.
Actually, I'm still hearing like a bit of reverberation or an echo in there.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry, Tyreek. Sorry. Like I said, Mercury, let's strike it up for Mercury in retrograde, which started on the 23rd of February and goes on to March 17th, I believe, St. Patrick's Day. So sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We do have our guests. Like I said, we're having some technical difficulties on our end. So, but anyway, hypnosis is a great way to get through those walls if you have any like weight loss or smoking issues or phobias. That's another thing we'll talk about. And we'll talk about past life regression. We'll get into that in just a moment. Hello, Tyreek, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear us okay now?
I can hear you. It just sounds like there's a bit of a reverberation.
Okay, that's odd.
But it's okay.
Okay, all right. How's it sound, Doug? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. Sorry, Tyreek. So, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be okay. Yeah, we'll be cool. Anyway, as you were explaining, it's really breaking through those walls, really, is what hypnosis is.
Yes,
really
it is.
It's really cool. Yes. How about your personal journey? How did you come to want to work in this field? I think it takes a special passion to do this.
I actually never really thought of hypnosis as anything more than kind of a stage trick, a parlor trick that you saw on television or on stage shows, and I never knew that there was an actual clinical application of it. And I was in university at the time when I first got introduced to hypnosis, and that's when I was studying biophysics and genetics. And one of my mentors, Regina Cannon, was teaching a past life regression class, and when we teach, we often bring volunteers in for the students to work with, and we needed volunteers, she needed volunteers, and I just met her a few months before, and so I said, yeah, I'll volunteer, because I wanted to try it out. But at the time, I didn't believe in it. I didn't believe in past lives or anything like that. But I thought, hey, you know what? It's kind of fun, and I'll just do it as an experiment. And I had this most incredible experience that really helped me to connect with myself and to gain some deeper insights into myself. And From then on, I thought, you know, there's something here. And so I started to look into it a bit more. I then changed my studies in university to psychology and religion, and then I added sociology a year later, and I started studying hypnosis here at the center. And one thing led to another, and here I am.
It's funny because that's one of my questions. We are going to go a little bit into past life regression because I've experienced that myself. And we'll go into that in a moment because I just wanted to kind of ask you about your journey because it's interesting how someone can get to this path. You know, it's like I think it's all connecting the dots and culmination of things.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so grateful for my background in the sciences because I tend to approach things like past life and other metaphysical concepts from a science-based perspective, and they're not at all, you know, incompatible. In fact, they work really well together.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. So with hypnosis, we'll get back to we'll get to the physical surface area in a moment here. When you are trying to quit, like, let's say, I know I'm jumping around a little bit, smoking, for example. My mother had a wonderful experience with quitting smoking 25 years ago. She went to hypnosis, mm-hmm. and she just gave it up. She had to, as opposed to my father, who didn't. So what's the difference? Is it just a push that people have? Why are some people, I feel it's very successful. I've had it, like I said, in my own life. But why are some people really successful with it and why others are not?
Well, it depends on how ready the person is to let go of behavior, to change behavior. A lot of people still think of hypnosis as, you know, the hypnotist making you do something, kind of almost taking over your mind and creating this change within you. And that's not how it works at all. When you are in trance, and you are in trance over 90% of your day every day, but when you are in a clinical state of trance, you are more susceptible to suggestions. So that means you become more willing to accept suggestions. However, you must accept the suggestion. So if, for instance, you're coming in and you want us to make you stop smoking, but you really don't want to stop, then we can't really help you with that. Like, we can't make you do anything you don't really want to do. And some clients, when they're coming in for hypnosis, that's the perspective they're coming with. And when that doesn't work out, it creates in them a sense of, oh, it's not going to work. And so that prevents the client from having a future successful intervention. Mm-hmm. However, if you come in, and I often encourage my clients to be open-minded, but, you know, skeptical to see if the process will connect. And like every other process, it doesn't work for everyone all the time. Be open to understanding how it can work for you. In our clinic, we tend to focus on the reason why you do the things you do. So rather than just telling you to stop smoking, we look at why you smoke. And if you think about it, anything you do, regardless of what it is, even if you know that it is a negative behavior, it serves a purpose. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. So we look at the impetus, the reasons why you want to have that cigarette. And once we've uncovered that, we help you to realize at a deeper level of awareness that you don't need the cigarette. The cigarette is just a trigger that helps you to have this emotional state, this benefit that you get, you know, feeling happy or calm or like a stress reliever. The cigarette is just a trigger for that. And we use another trigger, something a bit more helpful, beneficial. I like to use working out and exercising. And we associate this new pattern, this healthier pattern, that will give you the same benefits as the old pattern did. So that way there's no deprivation. You still feel really good. You still feel stress-free. But there's no side effects of smoking, and you get healthier as you start working out more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, and that's basically it. I mean, we don't want, if ever there's a sense of deprivation, then it's not going to be successful. So we always strive to create within our clients an understanding that it's their choice to change their behavior, and they can choose what they want to replace it with. And whenever you're changing a behavior, whether you're using hypnosis or not, whenever you're making a change, you must always replace the behavior with something. If you don't, if you leave it empty, then you know, it's kind of like a vacuum. And nature abhors a vacuum. There must always be something to fill in that space. If you don't choose what that's going to be, then you know whatever else just kind of falls into that space will take it over. And it could be another bad habit, which might be eating, for example, mm-hmm. which is why a lot of people gain weight when they stop smoking.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. What about phobias? You know, some people, I have a fear of flying, for example. If I came to your clinic, how will you help someone with a fear, a phobia such as that? I mean,
there's a great process called systematic desensitization in hypnosis, and for about 80% of the people, it works in as little as one session. So they can overcome an intense fear in just that one process. Now, how fast the process moves depends upon the client. So I've had clients who've come in and they've been able to get over a fear in one session, and then we've had others who needed about 2 to 3. And what it does is it takes you through a hierarchy of your fear. The subconscious mind does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so we take you through this imaginary journey of encountering the fear, but we create what's called a safe place for you. And whenever the client feels overwhelmed by the fear, we take them back to their safe place, where we then kind of superimpose this feeling of safety and comfort and protection, of love and warmth, so they feel really good. And then once they're feeling really good, we take them back through to the hierarchy, and we work them through it. So essentially what we're doing is we're telling the client, you know, it may feel unsafe, but you can absolutely bring yourself into a space of calm, safe security. And then when you feel that fear coming back up again, you can take yourself back there again. So it essentially desensitizes them to the fear. And it's worked really well. Now, that's the first thing we would do. If that doesn't connect as strongly with the client as we would like, then there are several other processes we have, including the FAST Phobia Cure, which is a process in neurolinguistic programming, NLP, and a few other processes where we have the person just visualize themselves in the situation with the fear, but not feeling the fear, basically telling the subconscious mind that it is possible. It is absolutely possible for you to be in that situation and not have the fear. And once the subconscious mind begins to accept this new way of patterning the response, it will start to change slowly.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, because I've heard that too. I was thinking of doing that for my fear of flying. I have to start traveling. So it's kind of like, or you know, some people are afraid of snakes.
Absolutely. I had one student who was so terrified of snakes, she couldn't even write the word out. She would just write the letter S. And she was able to get rid of that fear in that one session in the class. I used her as a demo, and it was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because you're like, oh, my goodness. I don't. Snakes don't bother me, but some people do.
Yeah.
They do. What are some of the benefits of physical benefits of hypnosis for people? What are some of the benefits?
Oh, those are so great. Well,
yes.
I'm sure you have heard of some of the benefits of meditation, you know, the improved mm-hmm. cardiovascular health, improve mental focus and relaxation, reduce hypertension. These are all what we call side effects of hypnosis. In fact, just going into the trance state, and when you go deep enough into trance, you access the theta wave frequency of your brain. When you're in that state, the body's own natural healing mechanisms kick in, so they're allowed to flourish. And there's research that shows, through meditation and with hypnosis mm-hmm. as well, you can actually slow down the aging process because the body's own natural mechanisms are, you know, able to function more effectively. There's studies that show that if you use hypnosis, for instance, instead of anesthesia when you're having minor surgery, your rates of recovery can be up to 30% faster because the body takes care of its own healing without any chemical interference. So the side effects, some of the physical benefits can be you have a better cardiovascular health, you have obviously reduced stress, which means your body is able to function more optimally, you store less fat. It just, the benefits are so great that a lot of our clients become what we call hypno junkies. They just love being in that state so much that it feels really good. And, you know, you get, and the only difference between meditation and hypnosis is the process. So you're being guided into this meditative state where you're getting all of these wonderful benefits. And then on top of that, we tell you, we give you suggestions that help you to improve your life and how you live your life. Win-win.
Yes. And it is. Hypnotherapy is great. When I'm in my mid-20s, I really wanted to break free of some controlling mechanisms in my life, I'll say. And I went in there, and it was great. I broke through some walls that I never thought I would. So
oh,
I really
excellent.
Yes. You know, just some fears. I think when you have You even mentioned, even on your website, you know, fears. Maybe you are goal setting. Maybe you are an entrepreneur. You want to maybe do some goal setting and maybe break through some barriers. How can hypnosis help you with that as well?
Oftentimes, the fears we experience are bigger in our head than they're actually how they exist in reality. We tend to hyperbolize and make things look like take a little molehill and make it into this huge mountain because we have, you know, all of these social conditionings in our lives that tell us about all the disastrous things that are happening. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to how we tend to catastrophize things and make them seem worse because, you know, these sensationalizing aspects make things sell. And so when we're experiencing a minor fear, we tend to do that as well, too, because we've become conditioned to do that. When we go in to connect with the subconscious mind through the hypnotic process, before we do that, we have the client clearly go through a process of understanding step by step in what we call bite-sized chunks how they can make their way towards achieving their goal. And with each step, we often ask, how believable is it that you can accomplish that? And if it's not very believable, if it's not absolutely believable, we'll have them break it into two smaller steps. So each step is more believable. Once we have that, we then take the client into trance and we have them visualize what it would be like, step by step by step, to get there. And through the visualizing of that, it becomes more real, more believable to the individual that this is absolutely possible. As they see it being more possible, they begin to convince themselves that they can do it, and they absolutely can. I'll give you an example. I had a client who, a young entrepreneur, he had just started his own real estate business. He was with a firm, but he wanted to, you know, start out on his own and get his own firm going. And he came in, and he was dedicated. He was very, very dedicated. He was into martial arts, and so we decided to tie in his working out and his martial arts into his business in terms of motivation. And his goal was to increase his business by 50% in the first year. So I worked by very carefully breaking down his day with him into, you know, segments that he can manage very easily. I created for him what we call an anchor. He has a jacket in his home office. Whenever he puts that on, he becomes, you know, the consummate professional. He makes his calls, and he's efficient, and he's on time. He's productive. And so whenever he puts that jacket on, he becomes this person, and he works. When he works out, his body gets stronger, his mind becomes more clear, and he's more focused, which makes him more confident and motivated at work. So we built this whole process around. We had him visualize people he admires and then bring the qualities that they possess into himself. And so slowly he began to be more and more motivated. And he sent me an email about 3-4 weeks ago. He wants to come back to work on some other things, but he can't find the time to come in because he said, in fact, he'd been able to triple his business over the last year. And it was just through him starting to believe in himself and to see that it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Yeah, that's really cool because that's what we want to do when we're goal setting is break that down because sometimes our goals can be so big that we feel we can't do it, but we really can if you break it down. How can you eat an elephant one bite at a time or something?
Exactly.
That you want to eat the elephant, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I often
use a metaphor of climbing a mountain when I'm working with clients. And, you know, I say, well, you look at the top of the mountain and you think, how am I going to get there? But you have, like, 10 steps ahead of you. Why not consider those first 10 steps first? And then when you're finished with those, the next 10 steps. So while you're keeping, you know, in the back of your mind, you want to get to the top there, just look at the next 10 steps. And before you know it, you're at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look what's right in front of you. And just focus on little bites at little steps at a time. Yeah, I and my clients do that. They'll say, "Oh my God, I want to get this great job." I'm like, "Well, first of all."
And Wayne Dyer says it really well. Believe it, and you will see it. So that's what
exactly.
We do.
Yeah, great book too.
Yeah,
I love Wayne Dyer. He's great. Yes, in your website, you do talk about the health benefits, depression, you know, dermatitis. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, all that wonderful stuff. You know, there's a lot of health benefits. But the mind, you know, and I feel that hypnosis does kind of aid the body in its own self-healing. It's self-healing, itself, you know, correcting. And I believe that is very true. And there's great benefits. Now let's get on to the metaphysical side a little bit, shall we? I love, you know, I just wanted to get a little bit because, like I said, people, end of February, probably, you know, not going to the gym as much, or I'll go tomorrow, and it's going to be April by the time they get to the gym. So hypnosis maybe will help them. Motivate them.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. That might help break those barriers. Now, you mentioned, you know, the past life regression. You have a certification because you teach. There's a school, there's a clinic, and then the other side,
yes,
there's a school. And
yes,
you could take a certification. It's called Metaphysical Hypnotherapist Certification. And
yes,
what does that entail? What kind of metaphysical certification, what does that entail? What is some of the things that you can help a client with?
Well, we have our students who do their training with us to become certified hypnotists, and they will work with any number of issues that relate to change, whether it's behavioral change, you know, changing patterns of thinking or feeling. But hypnosis can help you access these higher states of awareness that allow you to recall, for instance, memories from a past life. So what I did was I created a program that combines three of our courses to create the Metaphysical Hypnotist Certification. And we call it metaphysical because we're not dealing in absolutes. We're not dealing in concrete, empirical evidence that shows, you know, this is what happens, as we do when we're talking behavior change. Because we're talking about past lives and concepts such as spirit guides and soulmates, which we can't really provide evidence. And I shouldn't really say that because we do have evidence that past lives are possible. And what we do in this training is we teach our students how to then facilitate their clients through these journeys. So there are three things we do. One is the past life regression. We take you into hypnosis and allow you to access memories of your previous lifetimes through the hypnotic journey. Then there is the interlife journey, which we help you to access that space in between your lives. So bardo, as it's referred in Buddhism, that interlife state where, you know, your soul goes to recuperate, to connect with its soul group, and to kind of, I guess, plan, for lack of a better term, for the next life. And then we have the energy release, which is helping individuals scan their own energy fields to see if there are any energetic attachments that don't belong to them, and then release those energetic attachments so then they become free to, you know, live life more fully. So once students have completed these three courses, we then assign them a certification as a metaphysical hypnotist. And it's very, very powerful work at a very deep soul level, and the changes that happen are often, well, life-changing. And
mm-hmm.
that's sort of what happened to me and why I got into this process.
Yeah, that's how I started. I had two near-death experiences. My second one really impacted me more than my first one. And so I went to a local hypnotherapist here because, like I said, I had some things controlling me in this lifetime, and I wanted to know why I came down here. And she said, you know, she did that interlife, you call it, you know, in between lives. And that was really cool because we did uncover some things that I was not aware of. Like, you know, I chose these parents because of this and that. And I was like, oh, my God, you mean I chose these people? Are you crazy? You know, I chose my family and fortune. You know, I chose. That's what my issue is.
Yep, there is wisdom in everything.
Yes, there is. You know, so it's really cool. You can just go between lives. And Brian Weiss, in his books, Many Masters, Many Lives, he uncovered with past life regression through hypnotherapy. So if people want to, let's explain that a little bit. What kind of, why would somebody want to go back in their past life? Why would they want to explore that aspect of themselves?
Well, we have some clients who come in specifically for that, just for their own understanding of themselves, their own personal beliefs. They'd like to explore perhaps the nature of some karmic issues that they're dealing with, and they want to have some perspective on how to deal with that. We have other people who come in for, you know, regular, ordinary stuff, like biting their nails, and we then uncover that is connected to, say, for instance, a fear of some kind or anxiety. We then do regression, age regression, which is typically meant to take them back to their childhood to uncover where that pattern originated in this life, and they slip into a past life where, you know, something significant happened to them and created within them this pattern, this fear, this anxiety, and it is only through uncovering that and doing the necessary healing and forgiveness work around that event that you can then let go of the energetic influences that that life has had on you. Once you've done the necessary healing and forgiveness, then you are no longer affected by that, and you've basically allowed yourself to pay attention to some of your karmic objectives in this life. One of the questions we ask, or one of the most important, I should say, questions we ask in the journey is, what can you do in this life that will bring balance and healing to the memory of, you know, that life you've just uncovered? And the client will come up with an answer of something they must do. So when they come out of trance, it's now up to them to do what they say they have to do. So for some people, it's, you know, doing charity work. Some, it's just meditating and praying. Others, it's lighting candles and making atonement. It's a whole range of things. For some people, it's just spending more time in nature. And it's all about healing at a deeper level and allowing the individual to recognize that the power to heal the most does lie within.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we do have the power to heal ourselves. You know, we don't realize how powerful we are. There are so many tools out there to help you do that. And hypnosis, I feel, is one of the most effective ones. You know,
I certainly think really,
I think so too. Yeah, you know, in my own, you know, I've done energy work and, you know, all that stuff. But hypnosis sometimes gets to the core of something that you really need to look at right now that's affecting your life. And, you know, especially when you're doing that in-between lives, the interlife. I like that interlife review, basically.
It's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very powerful because when you look at things that the choices you made up to that point, if you're just like, whoa, that's why I made that choice. Right? I think you set up, I don't want to say fate it because that's not what the word I want to use. It's like you set the stage for something to be learned, if that makes any sense.
Yes. You know, and then you feel like you are more connected to learning whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
with the awareness that is there waiting for you.
Exactly.
In fact, in the class I'm teaching right now, today, one of the students, they were practicing age regression, and one of the students went into a past life to uncover the origins of one of the things that she's now working on. So, you know, it just happens spontaneously. So what we probably will do when I see her later on is take her up to the interlife and say, okay, you know, what are you guys wanting her to do with this? And then she will get some insight from her guides, and then she'll come back down and do the necessary work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the necessary work is sometimes you're just like, why did I do
this? Exactly.
Why did I do this?
Why didn't I choose to be, I don't know, living on a beach in this life?
I know. And Maui, that would be good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're in Toronto, I'm in Buffalo, New York, so I understand it's cold.
No wonder we're wondering about the beach in Maui.
Yeah, exactly. But, so, you know, and it's great because what's another way that people can use, what about, you mentioned something about, what about, have you ever done anything with hypnosis and dreams?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you do what are called dream interpretations through higher self. So the client will come in and they've had a weird dream. And it's very difficult for us to interpret dreams exactly the same way for everyone because we have like a huge multicultural society here where the cultural influences that create what certain symbols mean to us are very different. So I couldn't, for instance, do the same interpretation of the same symbol for two or three different people that come into the clinic, depending on their cultural backgrounds. In this case, what we would do is we would have them interpret their own dreams by connecting to a higher level of awareness. And once they're able to do that, they can kind of discern what it is they need or what it is the dream, their subconscious mind was trying to tell them through the dream. We also have some dreams as past life memories that need to be understood and resolved. And through going into the dream and undoing that, they then create healing for themselves. One of the other ways we use dreams is kind of like how Freud used it in psychoanalysis, but we have the clients do this. We don't do it. It's the client who pay attention to their own dreams and listen to what their subconscious mind is trying to tell them, and then they have to act upon that. Hopefully, it's always a good thing.
Sometimes it's scary, those dreams.
It can be very scary sometimes. But we often, you know, work always with the protection of light, and clients often see themselves in a very positive manner. So they are often encouraged to act in ways that are always for their highest purpose.
So So let's talk about the school side of it, you know, the school end of it. How does someone want to be, who wants to become a certified hypnotherapist, what are some of the steps they need to take?
Well, the first course they would have to take is the basic course, which we offer through the National Guild of Hypnotists. It is their certification we offer, and they require that our students be trained for at least 100 hours in order to become members of the Guild. Now, the Guild is the largest hypnosis organization in the world, and their members are across the globe. So the certificate we offer here is often used not only in Ontario, in Canada, but across the globe around the world. In fact, we have students from around the world who've come to study with us. And the first step is to take the basic course. After they've done that, then, you know, they would let us know where their interests lie, whether it's metaphysical or it's more kind of pragmatic. And we would then decide together what additional courses they would need to take. Now, I'm someone who believes in ongoing study education. Like, it's not going to stop, ever going to stop, at least for
yes.
me. So I often encourage my students to do the same, to read, even if it's not with us, you know, continue to study. It doesn't have to be hypnosis. Like, I encourage my students to study philosophy because that's really important to helping them to understand the human condition and using that information to change, to create metaphors of change for their clients. So after they've done the basic course, depending on what they're interested in, students often go on to take maybe the master-level training, so become a master hypnotist, where they would then learn advanced techniques like age regression and how to work with parts of the client, different parts. It's called parts therapy. We have the past life regression course, which is quite popular. A lot of students take that, as well as the interlife course and the energy release course for the metaphysical certification. But we offer courses in hypnosis for sports, for pediatrics, for fertility, for birthing, for addictions. You name it, we've got a whole slew of courses that cover pretty much everything that give you additional techniques and advanced ways of working with these various issues that clients will come in to see you for. And basically, we're hoping that the students are able to accumulate enough knowledge that they can start their own practice. And in fact, quite a few of our students have done just that. Sometimes they make such good friends in their classes with each other because they're learning and they're growing together. And our classes are structured in such a way that you're healing yourself. You're learning what it's like to be the client by being the client in class. You're healing yourself, and then you're moving forward. So the students become very close. And we've had several students who've opened practices together. So, you know, and that works really well.
Yeah, and that's great because and any time I've taken an energy release course or anything like that or energy healing, yeah, you do grow close with some of the people. It's like, wow.
Yeah, you can't help but do that. You know, you're sharing such personal and powerful pieces of yourself. So.
And is it very? Do you think for the students though? It's good for them to, I think, you're right, to experience what the client experiences. It's like, you know, a doctor with a bedside manner because they don't really know what the patient's feeling, you know, and I think that's
exactly.
good.
Exactly, they can't empathize with them.
Exactly, because they don't know until they get sick. But
right.
It's really cool. You know, if you've gone through that journey like you and I have, you know, it's kind of cool. We can relate to the client or, you know, we can help them and work with something.
Yes.
And I often
teach from what I call the perspective of the wounded healer, so
helps
you to understand, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you had mentioned that, you know, with your own journey, you know, it just helps you build on what you want to know, and it feels like you have a very diverse, you know, school up there. It really, wow, you do.
We're trying.
Yeah, I know you are. What advice would you give people who are curious about hypnosis? What is some advice that you would give them besides being open-minded? How should they not only approach it, but how would you like them their first session? Maybe someone who comes in and says, "I want to do a, like maybe release something. I want to release I don't know cords from people controlling men in my life. Let's say or emotionally unavailable men." How would you guide them?
In order for you to have an effective session as a client, there must be trust with your facilitator. If you cannot trust your facilitator implicitly, like if there is anything, any doubt you have, it's going to affect the efficacy of the session. So you must trust your facilitator. And in order for that to happen, you must feel safe. So your facilitator must create an environment in which you feel completely safe at every level. You should be able to feel like you can say whatever you want and you are not judged. And so in order for you to make a decision on working with someone, speak with them. We offer a free consultation because of that. We want our clients to come in and meet with us. And if you don't think that we connect with you, that's fine. When I do my consultations, I'll ask my clients, one of the questions they ask is, would you feel more comfortable working with a male or female facilitator if it matters? Do you prefer morning or evening? So whatever helps that client feel good and safe and that they can just let go and have the experience, that's what we're looking to create. That's what your facilitator should be looking to do for you. And you should meet, your facilitator should be someone who has your best interest at heart. They shouldn't have an agenda, to convince you of anything or to help you to see the world from their perspective. We can work with whatever. I work with so many different belief systems, and I have no judgment on any of them because it's not my place to do that. I am simply here to be a sounding board and to receive information from the client, which I then give back directly to the client once they've gone into the trance state. So when you're looking to work with hypnosis for the first time, find someone that you feel good about, someone you can trust, someone you have a rapport with, and then build it from there.
And that's, you're basically, like you said, you're kind of like a guide in a way or a facilitator. You're not.
Exactly. That's it.
Yes. And that you're just kind of there, like you said, as like a safe haven maybe or safe, person to go to. And you're right, because the answers, people don't realize, the answer sometimes comes from within your inner core. And you may
exactly.
be going through a session and, you had the answers. You just had to, you're just helping them unlock that. You're the key that helps unlock that, I guess.
That's exactly it. We're just helping clients find the answers they already have within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine you're finding that answer and then realizing that you're the one who did that. You're the one who's created this change. That's so empowering for clients that it helps them to go out and feel like they can do even more.
Yes, we're all little powerhouses. We just don't realize it.
We are.
We just don't believe it.
We just have to remember to own it from time to time.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, it's amazing. And, with hypnosis, you have a store online, too, which is really cool. And
we
the
do,
site
yeah.
is on ont-hypnosis-center.com. And you have
yes.
a store. Can you do hypnosis, like a guided hypnosis, on your own?
You can. So what we sell in the store are CDs and MP3s, which you can purchase and download to have use immediately, that offer a range of different options for you to use. So we have Fear of Flying is on there, I believe. I should send that to you to see how it works, if it is able to help you. There is snoring, there is sleep, stress, hypertension, healing the body. We have the metaphysical stuff, past life regression, life between lives. Now, we often recommend that the clients have one-on-one sessions at least once before using the CDs, because then you've gotten someone to take you into the state and you get to experience it and you know it's good. But we've had a lot of people who've just used the CDs and have got really good results with them. Using the CDs on your own does require a bit more effort on your part to make these things happen. And it will take a bit longer than it would working with a facilitator because, well, they're generic, right? They're just a recording that are beginning to help you start the journey. Working with an individual, it's customized to you, so you get to the root causes and you get to the solutions a lot more quickly. But the CDs, the recordings are absolutely effective. We've had people lose weight on our weight loss CD, stop snoring, which is really difficult with the CD, healing the body. We've had clients who have either been going in for chemotherapy or radiation or a surgery of some kind, and mm-hmm. listening to the recording before, a week before, during, and a week after has helped them increase their rate of healing up to 25%.
Wow.
So absolutely, they're really powerful CDs. I've had a few students demand that I make a few recordings, so I'm currently working on putting together a few new titles, which we hope to have published by mid-spring.
Oh, cool.
So. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, because I don't know. I prefer to work with somebody. You know, I really do. I'd rather work.
So do I.
Just me. I don't
really
know.
Good
I,
at waiting.
I need my hand held, you know, once in a while. I'm always holding.
Yeah, I need someone to call me when I'm avoiding. So.
Call me out on it, exactly. And how? What is the success rate with people who do stop smoking or the weight loss?
Well, our clinic has about a 90% success rate with smokers.
Uh-huh.
For weight loss, it's about 80 to 85%.
Oh.
And we measure that in terms of once they've started seeing the weight coming off, that they keep doing what they're doing. And for anxiety, have about 100% success rate. Almost everyone I see for anxiety, well, stops being anxious. Not totally. You know, anxiety is a part of our lives, and so you will have moments of anxiety, but it's not debilitating or overwhelming anxiety. Fears, we have over 90% rate. Our Sean Gallagher, who works in our clinic and does fertility and birthing, has a really high success rate with those types of clients. What else do we do? Stress. Again, almost 100%. Goal setting, almost 100%. Really try to focus on the most important aspects when it comes to goal setting. And clients, I think, almost 100% of the time are able to fine-tune their thoughts, their behaviors, their emotions in such a way that they are able to achieve those goals.
And what about addictions? Not just smoking. What about maybe you have an alcohol addiction or drug addiction? Do people come?
We would only work with someone who has an addiction issue if they're seeing an addictions counselor. It depends on the substance. With alcohol, absolutely, we recommend that they be seeing an addictions counselor, or at least they're in AA. Depending on the drug, we would require them to be seeing an appropriate addictions counselor, because these drugs have an impact on the physiology of the body, and so there's a physical need for the drug depending on what it is, and depending on where the client is in terms of their process of becoming sober again and clean, we are able to work with them. So we have had some people who didn't want to do the counseling part of it, and we said, no, we wouldn't work with you, because we understand that, you know, there are some very specific pieces when it comes to addictions that need to be addressed.
Yes.
And in some cases, it's only through, or the most effective ways are working with people who have been through that process. Again, the wounded healer. So there are peer counselors who help clients understand what they're in for. And only if they're getting that counseling will we work with them. Because hypnosis, while it can help you become more motivated, become more empowered, feel like you're capable of making it happen, it's not a magic bullet. You still need to put some effort into it. And in some cases, you need support, and you need the appropriate support to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, yes, because some people, you know, I've heard people who have been in AA say that, you know, or, you know, heroin or something, you know, they went through hypnosis as well. So it's just asking, because people, you know, there's a wide range of hypnosis, I think, can touch people in different ways, and it may be like it's a support. It's another thing to support you through your journey, really.
Absolutely. And if you have hypnosis in conjunction with your regular therapy, it just makes it easier. You go through it a lot faster.
That's interesting, yeah, because I know a lot of people in therapy who could use it.
hypnosis is results-focused, right? So.
Right. Yeah,
oftentimes my clients will say, ooh, I've been working on this with my therapist for weeks now, and we've hit it. So they'll take what we uncover in our sessions back to their therapy, and it moves them along like a couple of weeks or months faster. We have people like psychiatrists who have referred their patients to us to do some regression work to connect with the initial event that created this pattern, or even to do a past life regression. We've had psychologists who have referred their patients to us for the same thing. So it just tends to move the work along a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. So you want to get to the root cause of it, because life is so much, you're freer once you work through a lot of these issues, from my experience.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So
and
much
then you
more
can
fun.
Really focus on what you need to do. You know?
Exactly, exactly.
And you can help people with what you're doing, so... You're in Toronto. You're in what part of Toronto exactly?
We are downtown Toronto in what's called Yorkville.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the shopping districts, one of the tourist areas in Yorkville.
Okay. Yeah,
but
I know where you are.
We're like very central in Toronto.
Yes. Yes, I love going up to Toronto. I might be calling you for a session.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to see you.
I haven't had one in 10, 15 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would
say
it's time then.
Yes, I need it too.
Come do a little shopping, get a little hypnosis, you know. A fun weekend away.
Hey, I love Toronto. I need an excuse to get up there. Especially when it gets warmer, too. I love it up there.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It really isn't. People don't get, you know, I read between New York City and Toronto, I would rather go up to Toronto. I hate New York City. So.
Well, I wouldn't want to say anything about that.
Any final, our time's coming short, because any final thoughts on hypnotherapy you want to add or tell, educate the audience? This is enjoyable very much.
You know, the only thing I would like to add is to always be open. I mean, I still struggle with this from time to time. You know, when I go to shows and I see people doing things that I've never seen before and I think, oh, that's kind of crazy. And then I think back about my own personal journey. When I first started with this, I thought it was crazy. And so my suggestion is to always be open, but skeptical. And when I say skeptical, I don't mean as in you're going to prove them wrong. Be open to everything. Again, we're in Dyer. Be open to everything, but attached to nothing.
Nothing.
Be open to the possibility that things can work, that miracles can happen. But don't be attached to how that's going to happen. If you're choosing hypnosis, be open to it working. Expect that it will work. But don't have that expectation conditioned on a very specific way. Because what works for one person and how it works for one person is very different from what and how it works for another. So if you come in and your friend had hypnosis and they stopped smoking in one session, come in and be open that it's going to work for you, but it may not be one session, it may be two or three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let yourself have the full benefit of the experience, realizing that the true power of change that you experience with hypnosis is within the self. It's within you. It has nothing to do with the hypnotist. And it doesn't matter whether it's a past life regression or an interlife journey or smoking cessation and, or weight management or nail biting. It doesn't matter what it is. The key for what you are looking to achieve is within you. And your hypnotist is simply there to guide you to find that. Once you have it, it is in your hands. The power is in your hands to have the experience, whether it's to uncover, see, or experience something from a previous life, or whether it's to create the future of how you would like to be. It's all up to you.
Cool. Yes. And what you could tell people the website and the phone number and everything. I'm going to post
Yes,
it.
Please. Our website is you can do ONT-hypnosis, HYPNOSIS-center, CENTRE.com, or you can just spell it out, OntarioHypnosisCenter.com. Either one, you will get to our website. We're also on Facebook, so if you Facebook search, I don't know what the term is, for Ontario Hypnosis Center. You'll find us there. We have a page that we've just set up about 2-3 weeks ago, and we're starting to get people coming on and liking it. On that page, we'll be posting on Facebook, you know, videos that we are making to answer questions about hypnosis, as well as other additional modalities. We have a homeopath in our clinic. We'll be talking about hypnosis and homeopathy and how they are combined and how they work together. We're going to be looking at past life regression. Anything that people have questions about, they will send them to us, and we'll be answering them via videos. We'll also be sharing videos about different types of work, including the works of, for example, Dr. Bruce Lipton, or I'm sure you're familiar with Messages in the Water by Masaru Emoto.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at things like that as well.
Okay.
Neuroplasticity, psychoneuroimmunology. A whole range of different modalities that are all connected in one way or another to hypnosis and the power of the mind. That'll all be a Facebook page. And it's just information. You know, we're just wanting people to be aware of what's out there and what, you know, they're able to tap into and use for themselves. So if they want to go on our website, they can find our Facebook page on our website and join that way. And it's a discussion. I am someone, I never believe in absolutes. I try not to impose this is how it is on anyone. I want a dialogue. I want a discussion. I want us to talk and, you know, figure out how our world works, how our universe works, and how we can find our place in that grand scheme of things so that we can live our best life.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I really appreciate it.
It's been a
this.
Pleasure.
Yes, definitely, and I'm sure I'll be contacting
Hopefully we'll
you.
Be able to talk again soon.
Yes, you got it. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tyreek. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day. And everyone, thank you, and have a great day yourselves, and may the angel carry you through the next week. Take care. Bye-bye.